Okay, so today's shiur, we're going to be starting a new sugya dedicated to Zmanei Kriyat Shema, right? We're going to be discussing the different inyanim relating to this topic of Zmanei Kriyat Shema, the timing of Kriyat Shema. Right off the bat, right, what is the most important phrase in the Torah in the context of Kriyat Shema, which is going to be the crux of the sugya, and understanding what the precise Zmanei Kriyat Shema is? Exactly. The key is the phrase in the pasuk of Veshach Becha of Kumecha. Right, again, in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, says Veshinantam Levanecha V'dibar Tabam, V'shiptecha B'nisecha V'lechtecha V'derech. Key phrase, U'Veshach Becha of Kumecha. So this is the key. What is literally, right, Aaron, what does Veshach Becha of Kumecha literally mean? Exactly. When you're lying down and when you are standing up slash waking up. And the big question is, right off the bat, it's Machlokas Tanaim, what exactly is this even referring to? So what is the big Machlokas Tanaim centering around this phrase?
When is it actually, when is that time?
Okay, but even before getting... One more time?
You actually do it when you're lying down.
Okay, good. So what are you referring to? Which Mishnah are you referring to? Exactly. The Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis. So right off the bat, right, the assumption that Veshach Becha V'Kumecha is a key phrase for the sugya of Zman and Kriyat Shema is already making an assumption. Right? Because according to which opinion, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to which opinion is Veshach Becha V'Kumecha has nothing to do with Zmanim, with timing? Close? Exactly, Beis Shammai, right? Because Beis Shammai says that what does Veshach Becha V'Kumecha have to do with? Not Zmanim, but rather...
Physically,
the physical position, right? Beis Shammai says that, right, when it comes to Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you have to do it while lying down, and for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, you have to do it while literally standing up. That's Beis Shammai.
Beis Shammai holds that we don't learn this morning from that, I thought, or is that we learn both things. It could have said Boker Be'er, the fact that it uses this word choice of Veshach Becha V'Kumecha teaches you not only the time, but also...
That's interesting. Okay, I guess it's an interesting question. According to the Pashpashat of Beis Shammai, so where does he get this Zmanei Kriyat Shema from?
I don't know. I thought maybe he does
You think it's an addition?
I don't know.
If it's like you learn like both of them, but it's like when you are actually doing this thing, then like, I mean, like they both come together. I mean, when you actually are going to sleep is at night, and it also is you're in that position. It's referring to both aspects.
And according to Beis Shammai, he's saying you say Kriyat Shema at night while you're lying down, and you say Kriyat Shema in the morning while you're physically standing up. So you're saying that also includes the time?
Veshach Becha doesn't mean any time you lie down. It means when you lie down to go to sleep. It means you have to be lying down, but it's when you're going to sleep.
Okay. Interesting.
Say the mission of the Erev.
You're saying Beis Shammai now.
Oh, how about it?
Specifically within, again, it's interesting because we don't have so much discussion within Shitas Beis Shammai because we don't paskin that way. But it's an interesting discussion about what is Shitas Beis Shammai about Zmanim. Yeah.
It sounds like the story from Rabbi Tarfon that it's not that way. That he lay down because that was the Shita, nothing to do with the time.
True, but...
Why couldn't he wait?
Yeah, but you don't know...
He wasn't going against
yeah, meaning, again, that's also true, right? Tarfon is just trying to be machmir for, you know, to be also be Mekayim Beis Shammai. So you don't know from Rabbi Tarfon necessarily what the Shita of Beis Shammai is in Yen Zman. So we'll get back to that Gemara and Yudalav and Alav. Yeah?
Tarfon Or tries to say that Beis Shammai holds just actual non-Arab and Yom, and then to put it with the Yerushalmi, but then he rejects that, and it says he holds that.
Yeah, so I would say, that would be the Pashas. I mean, once you take Veshach Becha V'Kumecha as being Kipshuto, physical position, so the Pashas, it's a mitzvah sayom, it's a mitzvah salayla. That seems to be the Pashas of Beis Shammai.
So where did he get it from? It's a mitzvah sayom, mitzvah salayla. Where do you get that from?
Because if you're doing it while you're going to, I mean, if you're doing it while you're lying down, it's sort of you're saying b'chalma saimana, but you know, once you're doing it while you're lying down to go to sleep, and you're doing it when you're getting up, so there sort of is a reference to doing it twice a day. So the Pashas is, it's a mitzvah sayom and a mitzvah salayla.
Are you going to say you can say it in whatever position you want, like during, like, you know, the Shabbat?
Position or time?
position. I can do whatever position I want. That seems to be what he's saying. Like, during chakras, I want to go ahead and, like, go on my side.
So who's talking now?
Beishamai.
No, Beishamai is Dafka. Beishamai says at night, specifically at the being lying down.
But where did they get that from? How did they know
the psukim, Beishachbacha.
But wherever he's saying, they don't use that for this mana. They use that for the position. So now, how do you know anything about the time?
No, but it sounds like when you're going to sleep,
okay,
when you're lying down to go to sleep, and when you're, you know, physically getting up. So, yeah, that's how I would assume. Okay, but either way. So, right, so in terms of, right, just the assumption that Pshach V'chav V'kumecha is nogeya to the sugya of Zman Kriyashma, again, is an assumption, because according to Beis Shammai, presumably that phrase primarily has to do with the physical position, your physical position while you're saying Kriyashma, and doesn't necessarily have to do with the Zman of Kriyashma. But we know, according to Beis Hillel, right, Beis Hillel says, right, Imkein Lama Nemar V'chach V'chav V'kumecha, according to Beis Hillel, who says that you can be Kori Kriyashma in any position. So what is Pshat in B'shach B'chav Kamecha? So the line is, again, there's the Mishnah Yudim Beis, B'sha'ash B'nei Adam Shochvin, U'B'sha'ash B'nei Adam Omdin. B'shach B'chav Kamecha refers to the timing of going to sleep and the timing of waking up. But again, so even though Beis Hillel is clear that B'shach B'chav Kamecha refers to Zmanim, the precise Geder of the Zmanim of B'shach B'chav Kamecha is not clear. And we're going to develop two distinct mahalchim to what exactly is the geder of B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha. So the first mahalch they're going to develop today is that B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha is really synonymous with what? Day and night, Yom and Laila. So mahalch number one is B'shach B'chav is really just a simon for Laila, and U'V'Kumecha is really just a simon for Yom. This is going to be approach number one we're going to develop today, just so we know what we're coming la'afukeg, right? What's the alternative option? Ben, what's the alternative? Instead of saying B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha means Yom and Laila, what's the alternative?
Instead of a more wide, like...
That it's specifically Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima, right? Specifically, it's the time that you're going to sleep and the time that you're waking up. That's mahalach number two we're going to develop tomorrow. But for today, again, it's always important to know what the contrast is, because it's hard to bring rayas to one approach if you don't know what the alternative is. But again, approach number one we're developing today is that the geder of B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha is a little lafdafka. Really, it's just a simen to Yom and Laila. Approach number two we'll develop tomorrow is that no, really, meaning Shas Shechiva Mamish and Shas Shas Kima Mamish, meaning the actual bedtime and the actual, you know, getting up time. But we'll get that tomorrow. No, this is all machlokas within Beis Hillel. Within Beis Hillel, the B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha refers to Zman. We're saying, what is that Zman? Is the Zman Yom and Laila? Or is the Zman, Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima? So, according to this first approach, that B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha really means Yom and Laila. So, what do you think this idea is? Shimi, if someone tells you to do something every day and every night, what do you think is the implication? Do this daily and nightly. What are you being told to do it? To do?
Continuously.
Exactly. To do it on a consistent basis. So again, this mahalach, that B'shach B'chav U'V'Kumecha means Yom and Laila. So what's the idea of Yom and Laila? The idea of Yom and Laila is to do it on a consistent basis. Do it every day and do it every night. So again, the vart of Yom and Laila is this idea of consistency. But as you can imagine, right, what is the subject of this tzivoy of consistency is obviously going to go back to what's the nature of the mitzvah of Kriyashma to begin with, right? So if the Zman of Kriyashma is about Yom and Laila, which is all about consistency, so then what are we being told to do on a consistent basis? So that all depends on what the nature of Kriyashma is all about. So let's go through it. All right, what was the first, going back to the first year, right? Meir, what was the first approach to what Kriyashma is all about? Talmud Torah. So again, within the Talmud Torah approach, so if you're putting them together, so the Zman Kriyat Shema is telling you that you're supposed to be, this is according to the basic understanding, that you're supposed to be Osik in Talmud Torah day and night on a consistent basis. Make Talmud Torah a consistent part of your life to do it on a daily and a nightly basis. So which Pasuk in the context of Talmud Torah highlights this value of learning Torah in a consistent basis? Yudah? Exactly. This is the pasuk in the beginning of Yehoshua, where lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha, which literally means, what does that literally mean? Well, Yomish Sefer Torah. Exactly, right. The Torah should never be right removed from you. V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, because you're supposed to learn day and night. So this idea that Shach b'chav kumecha means yom and layla. And according to the Talmud Torah approach, therefore the subject of this yom v'layla is Talmud Torah, works out very nicely with the pasuk in Yoshua, which is in the context of Talmud Torah, telling us this value of being v'hagisa bo, again, yomam v'layla. Again, that same lashon of yom and layla working out very, very nicely. But there's an important Gemara which we've seen in the past, which is important to revisit in this context. Again, which is going to highlight what this means to be Osek in Torah, Yomam Valela. What's that Gemara that I'm referring to? Exactly, Gemara in Menachos. Anybody have the Menachos? You don't have it? You got it? So again, this is the Gemara in Menachos, Tzaletes, Amud Beis. It's really going to highlight this, right? The Torah's conception of consistency. We've referenced this, you know, before, but now let's develop it a little further. Right? This, what this value, what the impact of being osek in something on a consistent basis. Yes. Tanya? Yeah, exactly. Right after the Mishnah.
Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Sivik as a Yeshana Shachar Sisitis Hadash Arvis in Bechach Kum.
So what was the context?
The lechem. Placing the lechem upon.
Exactly, right. So even though, this is very important, even though the pasuk describes that the lechem upon him should be on the shulchan, what's the big word?
Tamid,
right? Even though it should be there constantly, I should say, right? Even though it says the pasuk requires lechem upon him to be on the shulchan, tamid, constantly, and lechatzchila, it is supposed to be constantly. You remove the old ones, you're supposed to slip in the new ones. That's lechatzchila. But, says Rabbi Yossi, b'di'evet, you fulfill the pasuk, even if you have the lechem upon him at one point during the day and one point during the night. So Gemara asks, the Brisa continues, Ela ma. What do you mean? It says Tamid. What's the idea? It doesn't mean that it literally needs to be there constantly. It's just you can't, the Shulchan can't be devoid, can't be empty of the Lacham upon him for, overnight, for the entire night and day period. So then Rabbi Ami takes us one step further, which is Nogea to our Sugya.
I'm Rabbi Ami, B'tvar of Rabbi Yossi Nilmud, Afilu Lo Shana Adam Ela Perek Echad Shachris, U Perek Echad Arvis, Kiyim Mitzvos Lo Yamush Es Sefer Torah Hazem Mipicha.
So you're saying, once we know from the context of Lechem upon him, that the requirement of Tamid, of constant, can be fulfilled through the word we're using, through consistency, right? Once a consistent, once a day, once a night, can fulfill the requirement of tamid, of constant, in the context of lechem upon him. So that carries over to the realm of what mitzvah? Talmud Torah. Because even though the pasuk says lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha, that the sefer Torah shouldn't, the Torah should never leave your mouth. So again, on a simple level, Dovi, when it says the Torah should never leave your mouth, right? If you're just reading pshat, what does that sound like?
Always.
You always need to be osek in Talmud Torah. You see from the Yisod of Lechem upon him that what do you need to do minimally to fulfill the requirement of lo yamish sefer Torah zemipicha? Yisod of it? To do it on a consistent basis, as long as you do some Torah every day and some Torah every night, that consistent Limud Torah is going to fulfill the constant requirement of Limud Torah as found in the pasuk of Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Zeh Mipicha. And as we've referenced earlier, the Yisod coming out here is this idea in the Torah's perspective that the Torah treats consistency like constancy. It's a fancy way of saying it, right? That if you're consistently osik in something, we treat it as if you're constantly osik in that thing. We saw that by Lechem Apanim, and now it's carrying over to Talmud Torah, and according to the Talmud Torah approach, that's the pshat in Kriya Shema of Shach B'chav V'Kamecha, Yom V'Layla, is that if you're osik in Kriya Shema, right, if you're osik in Talmud Torah, every day and every night, you're going to fulfill the requirement of constantly being osik in Torah. But now, just take a step back. What is that idea? Like, it's nice to say that consistency is treated like constancy, but how do you bridge that gap? At the end of the day, you're only doing it once a day, once a night. In what way is it as if you're being constantly osig in that thing when you're only doing it consistently? Yeah.
You're always coming back to it. There's just other things that take priority in the meanwhile, but your default is always to do Talmud Torah.
Okay, good. Good. Anyone add to that?
It impacts everything that you do.
That's the key. I think that's what you meant, Jack. Excellent. You sold out of it, right? The avert of consistency being treated as constancy is that the Torah, when the Torah requires, let's say, lech, well, the Talmud Torah, when the Torah requires, lo yomish sefer Torah zamin picha, when the Torah says that you have to be constantly, literally, constantly osing a Torah, it doesn't literally mean that every second of the day you need to have a sefer open, because that would be impossible, because there are other mitzvahs to do, there are other responsibilities to do. But what it means is that the Torah values, right, the values of the Torah should constantly be on your mind, should constantly impact the way you think and the way you act. So this idea of consistency being treated as constancy is the idea that when you consistently are osik in some matter, that has a constant impact on your mindset. Because, right, because when you're consistently, when you know that every day and every night you're going to be involved in Torah, so that consistent asik in Liman HaTorah is going to have a constant impact on your mindset. Your life, your, right, your vision, your perspective, your values are going to constantly be impacted by the Liman HaTorah that you do on a consistent basis. So the idea of consistency being treated as constancy is that the consistent osik in a certain action will have a consistent impact on your mindset. So that's it. Consistent action leads to constant impact on your mindset and your value system. Yeah.
Didn't the Rav say a similar idea with Birchas HaTorah?
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea of there not being a hefsek by Birchas HaTorah. Exactly the same yisod. The plan is to get to that later in the summer, if anybody's around. That same yisod, the famous Tosfos about this, yeah. Why you don't have to make a new bracha each time is because that isek, what he calls the isek HaTorah, which is not just the active learning, but the impact that it has on you and your mindset, that's constant.
And that lends itself to halach.
Exactly.
Very good.
It seems like we're clarifying what's said in Yoshua with something in the Torah. So, isn't it, wouldn't Yoshua be clarifying what the Torah means?
Good, it works in both directions. The pasuk in Yoshua, right, basically reflects on the parameters of Vishinantam Levanecha. Vishinatam Levanacha tells you there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. It doesn't tell you anything more than that. So the pasuk in Yoshua tells you, what are the parameters of the chiyuv? Well, yomush sefer Torah zamipicho, v'agisa bo yomav v'layla. Now, there's another pasuk elsewhere, in the context of Lech Lepanim, which sheds light on how are you supposed to interpret that pasuk. So again, as you have your binyanavs, the way it works, you can learn a yisod from one pasuk and carry that over to another pasuk. So you're right. Generally, a nach sheds light on a pasuk in the Torah, and I think it does. L'yomash sefer Torah zamipicha sheds light on the parameters of Vishnantum Vanacha. But in Hanami, there's another pasuk which is going to shed light on what does that mean, L'yomash sefer Torah zamipicha. Good. Where else do we find, there's another marker in today's Mekoros, which shows this idea of Tamid, of the requirement of Tamid being Mekuyam, through consistent action, is not just limited to these two cases of Talmud Torah and Lechem Apanim. What? Exactly. And where's the Makor for this? Remember, this is the Rashi. And this is the Rashi in Shemos, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav, you're 100% right, Ariel, in the context of Menorah. Right? So again, right, because there, the first Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, again, it says, you're supposed to, right, have Lahalos near Talmud. Right, you're supposed to have the menorah lit constantly. Rashi on the spot points out that that's just not how a halacha interprets that. Right? You see, anyone have the Rashi there? Again, there's Rashi on Shmos Chav Zayin Chav. It says Tamid. Rashi says Kol Laila V'Laila Karoy Tamid. Right, when you're madlik the menorah every night, that has the din of Tamid. And the Rashi says the other examples. Kamosha Ata Omer, Olas Tamid, right? Carbon Tamid. That's brought twice a day, but yet it's called a constant Ola. The Eino Ella, says Rashi, the Eino Ella, Miyom Liyom. So this concept of consistency being treated as constancy, that's not only by Lechem Apanim and Talmud Torah, you also have it by the menorah, you also have it by the carbon Tamid, and also another carbon, other mincha, Minchas Chavitin, which is brought by, anybody familiar? Brought by the Exactly, by the Kohen Gadol every single day, twice a day, or half. Right, v'chein minchas chavitin, namar tamid, also there, ve'eino ela machatzisa v'boker, u'machatzisa be'erev, right? So again, Rashi, they're pointing out the same idea, this really is so b'chol Torah kula, that a consistent, right, action has the din of tamid, and we're just explaining the yisoda davar is that, right, consistent action leads to constant mindset, constant values relating to that ma'isa. Fine. So right. So far, in terms of the right, the Talmud Torah approach, right, this idea in Mekoros, where the value of being, you know, osek in Talmud Torah on a consistent basis, right? You have this in the pasuk Yehoshua. And then in the Gemara Menachos, who explains that the consistent, right, Talmud Torah is going to lead to that kiyam of Lo Yamash, Sefer Torah Zeh Mipicha. The last makor for this connection between, right, B'shach B'chav Kumecha is Yom V'Layla, and the Talmud Torah approach is the Karen Ora. I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but the Karen Ora, and the last makor on today's, you know, Makoros, anyone have the Karen Ora in their kovitz? The key line is that the Karen Ora says, remember the Karen Ora, if you go back to the beginning, the earlier Shirim, is very fond of the Shita of the Yerushalmi, right? What does the Karen Ora say the Pshat of the Yerushalmi is? Talmud Torah approach, right? So the Karen Ora here, this is an O, again, it's a Gimel Menala, where all the other pieces were, but particularly on in Oz Yud Ches, towards the end of it, he says, Ubeprat, see that, Ben? Ubeprat Lefi Masha Helesi. Anyone have the Karen Ora there? Alicia, you have that? In the last paragraph, Teda, the Cholhani Shira Smachta.
See that?
Oh. So what is the Karen Ora saying? He's saying, according to the Yerushalmi, the Talmud Torah approach, he says, the Pshat in B'shach B'chav Kamecha must be Yom V'Layla. Because he says, because of this Pasuk, right? If the whole point of Kriyat Shema is to be Mekayim, right? So then, of course, B'shach B'chav Kamecha must mean Yom V'Layla. So the Karen Orab connects these two approaches and says, if you adopt the Talmud Torah approach, you must adopt this first Mahalach, that the Geder of B'shach B'chav Kamecha is Yom V'Layla. The Karen Orab is saying, look, that's the Pasuk of V'Gisabo Yom V'Layla. But the Ha'ara they'd like to make, is going to lead us to tomorrow's shir, is that this is very much Karen Orab L'Shitasa. Because if you remember, the Karen Ora's conception of the Talmud Torah approach, it was like well, the first version, is that the point of Kriyat Shema is to make sure that you're Mekayim, the minimal obligation of Talmud Torah. And therefore, it says the Karen Ora, it's all about making sure that you fulfill V'Yagisa Bo Yom V'Layla. So therefore, it must be the Geder is Yom and Layla. But based on what we developed previously, that even the Talmud Torah approach more likely, not just about being Mekayim Talmud Torah, but it's about making a statement about the true value of Talmud Torah, so then you could alternatively say, like the second Mahalach, that perhaps maybe even a more fitting Geder of B'shach B'chav Kumecha is not Yom and Laila, but it's rather, right, Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima Mamish, as we'll get to tomorrow. So just the Ha'ara for today, so while the Karen Ora says within the Talmud Torah approach, you must adopt the current Yom V'Layla approach, right? We're going to suggest an alternative that if you understand that the Talmud Torah approach is not just to make sure you fulfill Talmud Torah, but it's more than that. It's about making a statement about the true value of Talmud Torah, that it's about our relationship with Hashem, so then you can really adopt the other Mahalach that we'll develop tomorrow. Stay tuned. Yeah, Tzvi.
Doesn't the Karen Ora say this in Yerushalmi?
What?
Yeah,
he's talking in Yerushalmi. Yeah, he's saying, according to what I just said, Pshat in the Yerushalmi, you're going to have to say is the Yom V'Layla. He's talking about. Okay, good. But now let's understand how the Yom and Layla approach is going to work within the other Mahalach. Once again, if Kriyat Shema is not about Talmud Torah, what is the other Mahalach that it's about? Kabbalos, Ol Malchus Shemayim. So which Rishon did you see this morning which connects this Yom V'Layla approach to the Kabbalos, Ol Malchus Shemayim? Exactly, the Sefer Chinuch. And let's look back at the Lashon in the Sefer Chinuch. I think it's very important. It's going to highlight a couple of things that we've been saying. And again, before we get to the Sefer Chinuch, right? And the idea is as follows, right? Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is this foundational belief in Hashem. And as we pointed out, not just a foundational belief, but therefore all the chiyuvim that we are now responsible to perform, to carry out as a result of that emunah. So to understand why you would need to have this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim on a consistent basis is very mistaber, right? On a consistent basis, you want to declare your belief in Hashem and the chiyuvim that result from that. So understanding why there's a value of consistency, right, consistent performance of Kriya Shema, if Kriya Shema is about Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, is pretty intuitive, pretty self-explanatory. Given how foundational Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim is, you want to do that on a consistent basis to make sure you have that constant reminder. So let's look at the chinuch again. This is in Mitzvah Tav Chaf. You got it? It's very key, right? So how does he formulate this zman? Right? So again, right then and there, Sefer Chinuch seems to be, right, doesn't say b'shach b'chav kumecha, right? He understands what b'shach b'chav kumecha is a code word for every day and every night. So what was the key word that you just read? Where he said exactly, it's very important. He says, why do we need that reminder of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim? It's because, right, we're physical beings, we have taivos. So therefore it's important to have that reminder. But when he says the reminder, he doesn't say a consistent reminder. He doesn't say, a zichron or zikaron v'chol yom v'layla. He says a zichron tzimidi b'malchus shemayim. What works out very beautifully with the Makoros we were establishing before, that a consistent reminder ends up being a constant reminder based on all the Makoros that we're saying. Because when you, within the Chinuch's worldview, when you have a consistent reminder of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, so that's going to result in a constant awareness in your mind of this notion of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim. So again, before we have this from the Talmud Torah standpoint, that the consistent Esek in Talmud Torah is going to be viewed as a lo yamish sefer Torah zemepicha, as a constant Esek in Torah. So here in the Chinuch, we see the same dynamic from a Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim standpoint, that a consistent reminder of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, yomam v'layla, is going to result in a zichron tzimidi, a constant awareness, the constant reminder of this value of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, which the Chinuch frames as therefore a constant reminder to prevent you from sinning. So that, right, this idea of the Yom V'Layla approach being all about consistency, which therefore leads to a constant awareness, we saw both in the Talmud Torah Mekoros, and now we're seeing from the Chinuch in the Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim Mekoros as well. Fine. Out kind of the analysis of what the Yom V'Layla approach is going to be all about, again, is consistency leading to constancy. Now let's see the Mekoros, right, both in Tanayim and the Moraim and the Rishonim, to this idea that the Gedra of B'shach B'chav Kumecha as a Zman is all about Yom V'Layla. So let's first turn, go back to the Machokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Where in that Sugya of Machokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do we see any indication about this question about whether the Gedra of the Zman of B'shach B'chav Kumecha is Yom V'Layla or something else? Where do you see it, Eliyahu? Exactly. Let's see the Gemara, not in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara on Yud Aleph, Omen Aleph, which directly follows that Mishnah. Eliyahu, would you mind? Right, because he explained why. Because why did Beis Hillel not say like Beis Shammai? Good, but what was his raya that it can't be a specific position? Exactly, because Beis Hillel says, I have this pasuk of Alech Lecha Derech, which tells you can do it in any position. So Beis Hillel explains why he doesn't say like Beis Shammai. But let's flip it. This is very important, right? When Beis Shammai is rejecting Beis Hillel, he says, according to you, Beis Hillel, the Torah should have simply said Baboker Ube'erev, or some alternative gear, so we'll get back to this, or Be'erev or Baboker. So at least, so the first makor, first explicit makor, the earliest explicit makor for this idea that the Gedder of B'shach B'chav Kumecha as a Zman is really Yom and Laila is the way Beis Shammai characterizes Beis Hillel. Right? He says, Beis Shammai says, according to you, Beis Hillel, really you could have just replaced B'shach B'chav Kumecha with the words Be'erev u baboker. And like the Rashba on the spot says, Be'erev, right, the lashon of boker and erev is really the same thing as yom as Yom and Laila. So from Beis Shammai, B'Shem, Beis Hillel, right, you see that the Geder of B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is Yom V'Laila. But why is this Raya not Mukhrachas? Exactly. This is what Beis Shammai thinks in the name of Beis Hillel, but what is not so clear from this Gemara? What is Shita's Beis Hillel? So there are two ways to understand how Beis Hillel is going to respond to this. One way for Beis Hillel to respond is in a Chamami. Right? You're right. Erev HaBoker is the same thing as B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha, but for whatever reason, we don't know what, for whatever reason, the Torah chose B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha, but really, in a Chanami, Beis Hillel would say, B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is really the same as Yom V'Laila / Erev Baboker. If you take that understanding, if Beis Hillel is going to respond to Beis Shammai in a Chanami, so then this is a Raya that Beis Hillel's conception of B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is Yom and Laila. However, the reason why it's not Mukhruch is because Beis Hillel could respond. How could Beis Hillel respond?
You're right.
That was the first way.
That is this man.
What?
That is this man.
Dafka chose B'Shach.
It's Dafka chose B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha because B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is a specific Zman, which is not the Zman of Yom V'Laila. It's its own Zman, which we'll get to, of Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. So if Beis Hillel is going to respond to Beis Shammai and says, no, you have a bad taina against me because the Torah was specifically choosing the words B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha because it's, the Zman is Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. So according, if Beis Hillel is going to respond in that manner, so then, right, this is not a raya that the Geder of B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha within Beis Hillel is going to be Yom and Laila. Okay? But again, the first time it's really this issue of the Geder is referenced in the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to be right on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in terms of Pshitas Beis Shammai, B'Shem, Beis Hillel. But we point out, it's not so clear, it's not so mukhruch, because Beis Shammai, B'Shem, Beis Hillel, we don't know for sure what Beis Hillel's response is to Beis Shammai in that particular case. So now let's go to back to the opening Mishnah in the Masechta. And again, it's not explicit, but there are going to be many shitos in the Mishnah which seem to, it seems to emerge from their zmanim that the koveya here is the yom and laila. So let's open up the opening Mishnah and let's take a read. Shai, would you mind? Okay, so stop even before we get to the Sof Zman. So again, what's the Tchila Zman of, according to the Mishnah, according to this Tana Kama / Rebbe Eliezer, right? What is the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema Shel Arvis?
Tzeis.
What does Tzeis signify? Bechol Torah Kula?
Laila.
Exactly. So again, if we're looking for Rayos from Shitos, that the Geder of B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is Laila and Yom, right? So the way to look is, let's see the different Shitos, and do they align with, right, the Tchilas Zman and the Sof Zman of Kriya Shema, does that align with the Tchilas Zman of Yom and the Tchilas Zman of Laila, / the Sof Zman of Yom and the Sof Zman of Laila? So the first Raya, right, that the Geder of the Zman is Laila, is the Tana Kama, which says that the Tchilas Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is Tzeis. Presumably that's not a coincidence that Tzeis happens to be, right, the beginning of Laila. Presumably it's not a coincidence because, right, the simple way to understand the Shita is that the beginning Zman of Kriya Shema is Tzeis because Tzeis represents the beginning of Laila. So that's Shita number one, which seems to align with the Geder of, you know, the Zman being Laila and Yom. Next, so again, the Sof Zman according to Rav Elazar is definitely not, right? Because Atsof, right? Atsof, HaShmur HaRishonah, does that align with the end of Laila? No. So we can get to Rav Elazar when we come back to the second approach. But now let's go to the Chachamim and Rav Gamaliel. Okay, so we'll get back to Chachamim in a moment. Oh. So Rav Gamaliel says, what is the Sof HaZman? Amar Shachar, Alos. Why is that significant for our Sugya? Exactly, because Alos represents the end of Laila and the beginning of Yom, as we'll see on Beis Mabez. So again, both the Tchilas Zman of Arvis, according to the Tanakhama, and the Sof Zman of Arvis, according to Rabban Gamliel, right, both align perfectly with the beginning of Laila and the end of Laila, again, implying, Pashtus, that the Koveyap is Laila. But now let's come back to the Chachamim. Right, the Chachamim, what's their Shita? What's the Sof Zman for Arvis? Chatzos. So at first glance, you'd be like, okay, that's clearly not. That's halfway through Laila. But why do the Chachamim also, you know, belong to the Shita, that the Geder of the Zman is Laila?
Yeah, really
on the on what level?
On your
eyes. Exactly, that's the case. Let's just read the rest of the Mishnah. It's going to come out of this Mishnah and a later Gemara that the Chachamim are only arguing Midzirabanan, but Midzoraisa, they agree with the Rambam. So let's just see the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Right, so whenever the Chachamim, again, we'll get to that, the whole Gemara on Daf Tes, the whole back and forth between the children of Rambam Gamliel, we'll analyze that later. But then the Gemara picks up on the Chachamim, it says, Lozu Bilvad Amru, or the Chachamim's idea of this Zman of Chatzos is not just here, but Kol Masha Amru Chachamim on Chatzos. Really, mitzvahs and achiyala omrashach. What does that mean? Really, midoraisa, the sofa zman is alos, is omrashachar, and it's just a diraba, as we'll see in a moment. Okay, so that's another example where the sofa zman is omrashachar. But when it comes to karbonos, which are really, right, which are yom and laila, right, really you can, the laila includes the entire laila until alos. Oh, so right. So the only reason why they said chatzos is this idea. What do we call this in Lashon Chachamim? Exactly, a siyag to prevent a person from, you know, generally people are, you know, can be lazy, can be careless. If you move up, you know, as you guys are all students, or, right? You know, you leave things to the end, things could happen. You're going to end up, you know, going over the deadline. So always to be, you know, on the safe side is to make sure that you. Complete it earlier. So which Gemara spells this out also? The idea of the Chachamim, that their Sof Zman of Chatzos is Midrabanan, but really Midoraisa, they agree to Alos.
No.
Exactly. This is really, let's read that Gemara really quickly. The Gemara starts at the beginning of Dalad Amud Aleph. Tzvi, you see it? The bottom of Dalad Amud Aleph. There's two lines up from the bottom. Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzos. Exactly. I mean, who do you hold like? If you hold like one, say you hold like them. What's this idea of staking out a middle position here? Exactly. Right, condition lo yei adam ba minasada ve'erev ve'omer mezin and push it off and end up, you know, falling asleep and not saying Krishna. So very clear from both the Mishnah and this Gemara that the Chachamim midoraisa agree with Rabban Gamliel. So for our purposes, we're trying to figure out what's the geder deoraisa of shach b'chav kumecha as a zman. So the Chachamim belong on this list, right? The Chachamim agree, right? Presumably with Rabban Gamliel. That the Geder is Laila, and that's why the Sofa Zman is Sofa Laila, i.e., Alos HaShachar. Fine. But once we have this, the Shita of the Chacham, to a little bit of a tangent, once we have the Shita of the Chacham, we have the Siyag until Chatzos. So the question that's discussed by which Rishon, which is going to be, right, what about Bidiyevet? So which Rishon famously discusses this issue? Rabbi Yonah. Everyone turns to Rabbi Yonah, it's a very, very famous Rabbi Yonah. So again, Rabbi Yonah starts off by pointing out that you can't just say that Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim are arguing on a lechatzchila level, right? Because what could you have said, right? They're arguing lechatzchila. The lechatzchila, Rabban Gamliel says you can do Kriya Shema all night, and Chachamim are saying lechatzchila do it before Chatzos, right? Why does he reject that possibility, David? Do you remember why does Rabbi Yonah reject the possibility that they're arguing on a lechatzchila level?
Because you have a mitzvah in the record.
Not exactly. According to everyone. Right? He says, no, because according to everyone, even Rav Gamliel is going to agree that l'chatzchila, you're supposed to do it right after tzeis. Right? Even Rav Gamliel is going to agree to the brisa that we just started reading on Dalet Amud Beis, that right that you're supposed to recite Kriyat Shema as soon after tzeis as possible. So if everyone agrees on a l'chatzchila level, so what are you forcing to say? That what's their machokis? On a b'diavad level. So now the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to be like, okay, wait a second, so how does that work? That even though Midah Oraisa, Kriyat Shema is all night, b'diavad, the Chachamim are going to say that you don't do it after Chatzos? Like, what exactly does that mean? So let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Starts with V'yesh L'Hakshos, right? The first paragraph, he just rejected the possibility that it was the Chatzchila. And now V'yesh L'Hakshos is going to get into, so what exactly do we mean when we say that b'diavad, there's no Kriyat Shema according to the Chachamim after Chatzos? Anyone have it?
Yeah.
You got it,
Leo?
So the question is, wait a second. So he just made a cheshbin that it must be that they're arguing b'di'evet. So that means the chachamim are saying that b'di'evet there's no kriyat shema after chatzos. So he says, is that yitachin? Like it's possible that the chachamim are going to be ma'akir a chiyav de'oraisa of kriyat shema, just that you don't say it after chatzos. So he's going to have two different deals here.
This the Amri de Svirlu, the Acher Chatzos, Kaira is a Beloy Brachos.
Really, according to the first day, of course you're going to say, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriyat Shema Acher Chatzos, because that's the Oraisa. Chaman wouldn't touch that. Right? So what's Bidiyavid? What are you not going to do afterwards?
Not going to say the Brachos.
Exactly. You're not going to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Since the Birchos Kriyat Shema only Drabbanan, so the Chacham can come along easily and say, don't say the Birchos Kriyat Shema after the Zman. But now he has a kashan himself. Wait a second. Do we always find that you don't say Birchos Kriyat Shema after the Zman Kriyat Shema has passed? We were just saying it before that even though you won't get the ideal kiyum without the Birchos Kriyat Shema, there's still going to be the Doraisa kiyum of saying Kriyat Shema afterwards. But I was going to ask what I was referencing before.
Vim Toimar, Vilama Ino Omer Habrochis, Vaha Amrinan Gabi Kriyashma, Shashachar, Shafabi, Shavar Zman Kriyasa, Shomer Habrochis.
Right there, by Kriyashma Shashachris, right? Generally, right, how many hours into the day is Sof Zman Kriyashma Shashachris?
Three.
So there, we'll see. So there, the Zman Kriyashma is 3 hours of the day, but yet it's clear from the Gemara that even afterwards, you still say the Birchos Kriyashma.
Because then, as we learned in the Mishnah, Kodera Mikan Ve'elach Lo'hevsid, V'dekin Nalam, Mai Lo'hevsid, Lo'hevsid, Lo'hevsid HaBrachos.
So there you say the Birchos Kriyashma after Zman Kriyashma, so my Shna here.
Yesh Loimer. They got be kriyash mashal laila hachmir yosef neisha halayla he is van shena ve'im yadam shiachol atzeis mechiv kriyash ma mechiv habrachais acher chasais yamer belibay mali u'tzara hazois u'achriach asmi lekreis miyad kevin shacher chasais oichol atzeis yidei chayva min hakom.
So what is he basically saying? That the Chachamim needed to create some type of incentive to dafka say to recite kriyat shema before Chatzos. Otherwise, if there's no difference between pre and post Chatzos, there's no right. There's no reason for people to be makbid on the Takanas Chacham. So Chacham came along and says the only time you're going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa by having Birchos Kriyat Shema as well is if you do it before Zman. And again, the reason why there's heightened urgency at night to make sure people do it early is because of the factor of Shina, right? Is always the worry that people are going to fall asleep. Therefore, there's more of a worry of people missing Sof Zman Kriyat Shema at night than during the day. It's fascinating, given people oversleeping, but that doesn't seem to be as big of a worry. Because they know that you're only going to be able to say Birchos Kriyat Shema if you say it before Chatzos.
Well, doesn't really answer the question.
Because the question is, why the discrepancy? Why, when it comes to Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, do you even say the Birchos Kriyat Shema after Zman Kriyat Shema? But by Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, we say if you miss the Zman of Chatzos, then you don't say Birchos Kriyat Shema. The answer is because there's more of a heightened urgency at night when there's a worry of people falling asleep. So the Chama are really worried to make sure that people are going to say it early. And how do they get them to do that? By saying the only time you can be able to say Kriyat Shema in Birchosea with the Birchos Kriyat Shema is if you do it before Zman. Gabriel, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask why the arbitrary between like Chatzos and the morning, because Chatzos is earlier, so it
got earlier. Okay, good. Okay, so that Ad Kan is the first day in the Rabbeinu Yonah, and now the second day, which is also very, very important. So again, the first day of the Rabbeinu Yonah is that within the Chachamim, in a Hanami, you'll say Kriyat Shema, even the Chum will agree that you say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, but according to the first day up, but you're going to not say Birchos Kriyat Shema. That's the big difference between the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel. Oh, but this is the second day.
The Nira Lambay Harav Neru, the Spirit Layla Rabban Shafilu Kriyat Shema Atzma, Shimenatayra Kalalayla Inukayra Isa Acher Chatzos, Shechodin Chacham Liftar Mitzvos Ase, Kozman.
As we see in other cases. So what's the second day? That after Chatzos, you don't even say
Shema
itself. What do you mean? As it's Doraisa. What's the short answer? Yesh koach lechamim lak or davar min haTorah bi shev baal taisa. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah's second day, this is a perfect example of a takanas chachamim, which is be ma'aker a din da oraisa b'sheva taisa, where we say if you miss the drabanan zman, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvahs kriyat shema.
Kind of in the limits, it's not just yish koach yakacham lak or davar min haTorah b'sheva baal taisa. They do it in specific cases when it's to serve as siyak.
That's a pashpshat. That's pashpshat on the Gemara Yivamos. They only want to do it for a certain reason, like by lulav to make sure. You have a rain of Rishus Rabim, and then the Tzitzis, Atu Lila. There's always has to be a reason. But again, I've seen people quote this Rabbeinu Yonah as, for a different Indian of saying that if you say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos against the Takanas Chachamim, that you're not Yotze. But I don't think that's here.
Lift, or it doesn't say that. No, you
shouldn't do it, but doesn't
you don't have?
No, you shouldn't, but doesn't tell you. I mean, some people bring this as a raya. I mentioned this earlier about Tosin Sukkah. There's a further. I mean, yesh koacham lakdar v'na torah b'sheva taisa. That's in the Gemara. A further chiddush. Then the follow up question is: let's say the person goes ahead and takes the lulav on Shabbos, or says the Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, or pick any other gzera, right? Or blows the shofar on Shabbos. The separate question, the achronim, is: did you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa in that case, or to the chachamim's gzeira is that ma'akir even the kiyum d'oraisa? That's a big discussion. What? Yeah, it's a machokis. Exactly. Some people bring that as a riot to that sugya. I don't think there's any riot from here. I've looked at it a couple times. Right? I've never seen any line in Rabbeinu Yonah which ever says, let's say, you went ahead and were Kori Kriyat Shema L'Achar Chatzos. Is there a Kiyum D'oraisa? He doesn't say anything about that. He just says, L'chatchila, the Chachamim were saying, right, don't read Kriyat Shema after Chatzos because of the Siyag, and they have the ability to do that because Yesh Kol Chachamim, but the Rabbeinu Yonah never makes a comment, let's say, Avar V'kara, let's say the guy goes ahead and is Kori Kriyat Shema. He never says, oh, you're not Yotze, even me D'oraisa, as far as I know, yeah.
Doesn't he say,
Bidi Eved, I think, maybe that's what people, I think, misunderstanding. Dafilu Bidi Eved, that if Bidi Avad, right, you, Chatzos passed, right, you should not go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah. In Yotze, like, Mikanalaba. I mean, the usage of l'chatchila b'di'evet in this context is, should you be Kori Kriyat Shema? should you go ahead and be Kori Kriyat Shema? And Bidiyavid, when he says that, what?
That even if
Yotze Ella Ad Chatzos, you shouldn't be Yotze. I think it's not, he's not talking about im avar v'kara. First of all, he never even mentions his pshat yet. He never defined what Bidiyavid is. Right? I mean, the first day you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema afterwards. Meaning, he only defines what the Bidiyavid is in the next paragraph. Right, in the first day it says you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema later. So obviously when it says Eino Yotze, he didn't mean Eino Yotze Kriyat Shema. You are supposed to be saying Kriyat Shema according to the first day.
So you're not Yotze.
It just means that, again, it's more like wait and see what I mean. I mean, he just, the L'chatchila Bidiyavid in the first paragraph is that L'chatchila, right, is that, right, everyone agrees L'chatchila, you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema, as soon as possible. Bidiyavid, let's say the guy did the wrong thing. Right? And he's saying there must be some chiluk between the chachamim and Rav Gamliel on a bidiyavid level in the sense of what are you supposed to do once chatzos passed? Bidiyavid, once chatzos passed, they now, according to the chachamim, you're supposed to do something differently. Now he explains, either because you're doing something differently by omitting the birchos kriyat shema, first day, or you're doing something differently by omitting all kriyat shema to begin with. What? But he's about to define. He's about to define what exactly he means in the next paragraph. And he never, after saying that what I mean is you don't say Kriyat Shema, he never goes ahead and says, and by the way, if you go ahead and read it, you're not Yotze. Yeah.
Maybe I didn't understand, but if he says that the machlokas between the Chachamim it's Bidiyavid either until Chatzos, or it's bidiyavid until. I mean, you're supposed to say it lechatchila. You're supposed to say it immediately.
Correct.
And then it's a question of when is it still bidiyavid until, in contrast to after chatzos, where it's not even bidiyavid.
One more time.
Meaning that it's you're supposed to say it lechatchila immediately.
Everyone agrees. Both bein or gamaliel ben lechachamim lechatchila. You're supposed to say kriyat shema as soon as possible. That's what he means by lechatchila.
Yeah.
The machlokes is bidiyavid. If you didn't do that. If you let chatzos pass and you haven't said Kriyat Shema, so here's the machlokes. The machlokes is now, what do you do mikano lavo? From chatzos until alos, what is the correct course of action? So either it's machlokes is whether you say Birchos Kriyat Shema or not, or Gamaliel says you say everything, even until alos.
Mm-hmm.
And the chacham according to the first day is that you omit Birchos Kriyat Shema. When the second day out, there's an even bigger difference because past chatzos, according to Rav Gamliel, you say Kriyat Shema and Birchos Ha'el. According to Chachamim, you omit both.
You should not
recite Kriyat Shema at all.
Then maybe you could.
Not maybe you could, but if you didn't listen, whether you're Yotze, that's another question.
Okay.
That's all.
We're having mashma
that. As far as I know, Rabbi Yonah, after being magdir what he means by bidiyeved, right, never goes ahead and says, oh, if you go im avar v'kara, you're not yotze. He never says that. Okay, we have 5 minutes left, so I want to make sure we finish. Okay, so, again, we're in the middle of big picture, getting back to the big picture, looking for makoros, which align with the yom v'layla approach. So we said first was Beis Shammai, Beis Shem, Beis Hillel. Number two were the three shitos in the opening Mishnah, right, the Tanakama le'inyan, Tchila Zman being tzeis. And then both the Chachamim and Rav Gamliel by Sof Zman, Kriyat Shema Shel Arvus being Alos. And now a more explicit raya to this is the Braisa on Beis HaMikdash. Right? So if you please turn to the Braisa on Beis HaMikdash, right? It's going to explicitly connect the Zman Kriyat Shema to Yom. We'll get in a second. Now you're bothered by something? Let's just make sure we finish this and I'll all remaining time. So the Braisa on Beis HaMikdash. We'll come back to this tomorrow for all the other shittos. Ari Yisiv Chachamim Omrim. This is after their quotes, the Rei Meir. This is Chachamim Omrim Misha. Beis
Amabes.
Beis Amabes. It's like a third of the way down. This is Chachamim Omrim Misha Asha Konim Zak.
Oh yeah.
First word in line is Shabbosos. Right, so again, in this version of the Braisa, right, the Braisa spells it out, right? Our Mishnah just mentions the Truma factor, and the Gemara fills in Tesu Kochavim. So here the Braisa spells out, you're right, what is that Tchila Zman? The Zman is Tesu Kochavim. Okay, so far, not much added, but here's the key. Right, so again, this pasuk says that they worked, right, when it comes to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, they worked from Alos to Tzis. Right, and then another pasuk defines that the working time was what? Was Yom. So, if you put the two together, how do these psukim define Yom? The Yom goes from... All right, the Yom goes from Alos to Tzis, and then Memela, you know that Laila goes from Tzis back to Alos. Fine. So again, what's very important about this is that this Braisa is explicitly connecting, right, the Zman Kriyat Shema to the Zmanim of Yom and Laila. We'll get to Tosfos by Zeich L'Davar in a moment. But again, this Braisa, Bedas Nechachamim, are saying, why is the Zman... Tchila Zman says, because that represents the beginning of Laila, and I'll bring you Raya, because we see from this pasuk that the end of Yom is Tzeis, which means the beginning of Laila is Tzeis. That is the reason why the Zman of Kriyat Shema is Tzeis. So this Braisa is explicit that the Tchila Zman of Tzeis is connected to that being the Tchila Zman of Laila. But Tosfos picks up on a kasha. Right, what's the kasha that Tosfos is bothered by?
I'm talking about Kriyat Shema, I'm just saying Laila in general.
That's the answer. What Tosfos is kasha? Ariel, you see Tosfos Af Al Pi?
Yeah.
Right, commenting on the Lashon Af Al Pi Shein Raya L'Davar. Right, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, there's no Raya to this, but there's a Zecher. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos implicitly is bothered by it. What do you mean? It's pretty clear. It defines Yom as Alos Tzeis. So why is it only a Zecher? So says Tosfos. Right, Tosfos here says it's not a Raya Gemura because it's not talking about Kriyat Shema. But you know, the question is, what do you mean? Binyanav, we just learn from one to the other. So the Rosh Yosef, and you know, Dolly pointed out that the Mesoros Hashas points out that Tosfos in Megillah, right? Tosfos in Megillah Chaf and Beis really spells this out in the same way. So what does Tosfos here mean when he says you don't have a Raya to Kriyat Shema? Why don't you say Binyanav if that's the Gedder of Yom? Carries over to Kriyat Shema. So what is Tosfos pointing out? Why is it not mukhrich by Kriyat Shema? Exactly, because the Lashon HaPasuk by Kriyat Shema is B'shach B'chav Kumecha. So Tosfos is pointing out that the reason why this is not a Raya Mukhrachas is because you could have said that the Zman of Kriyat Shema is different. But you see from there that the Chachamim in the Braisa who do bring a Raya think that, no, although the Lashon of B'shach B'chav Kumecha could have been interpreted differently. They think the Pshan of Shach Mechav Kamecha is Yom and Laila. Tosfos is saying there's no, it can't say it's a Raya Mechrachas, because you can always be Docha the Raya by saying Zman Kriyat Shema is shiny, because Shach Mechav Kamecha is different. But obviously the Chachamim, who do bring that as a Raya, think that no, the Gedder HaDvarim for Shach Mechav Kamecha is Yom and Laila. One last Arup, the Yerushalmi. Right? The last Raya to this idea that the Geder of Shachav Kumecha is Yom and Laila comes in the Yerushalmi. We don't have time to do it inside, but Ezra, do you remember what is the Yerushalmi? What's the context of the Yerushalmi?
Safek Karakriyashma.
Oh, right. And what example of Safek Karakriyashma does the Yerushalmi give?
It uses
Benashma. Exactly. Yerushalmi says, Aleph says, that a example of Safek Karakriyashma is Benashmashos. So says that Evan Ezel, right, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, that this proves what approach? That the Geder of Shach B'chav Kumecha is Yom V'Laila. So says Rav Isser Zalman, only if the Geder of the Zman is Yom V'Laila would you say that Bina Shmashos is a Safek, because Bina Shmashos is Safek Yom and Safek Laila. If, however, you thought that Zman Shchiva has to do with Shchiva Mamish, which is, then you could say that no, the Tchila Zman of Zman Shchiva is Seizu Kachavim B'Torah's Vadai, right? Because the beginning of Zman Shchiva is Seizu Kachavim Vadai, So then, Bein HaShemashos is Vaday Lo Yatza. The fact that the Yerushalmi considers Bein HaShemashos to be Safik Kriyashma, Safik Lo Yatza Kriyashma, shows that the Gedra Advarim for the Yerushalmi is Yom and Laila, and therefore Bein HaShemashos, which is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, is a paradigm of Safik Kriyashma, Safik Not. And the last raya is just the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma of Aleph. If you look very carefully, the Rambam, when explaining Shachachav Kamecha, utilizes the Lashonos of Yom and Laila. So that's the last raya for this idea that the Geder, according to this first Mahalach, of Shachachav Kamecha is Yom the Laila. And tomorrow we'll pick up with the next book. Yeah, all right.
It says that Arabic book, what should he say?